This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva. A Colorado State Senator was killed in a car crash south of Denver Wednesday night. Senator Faith Winter was entering her 12th and final term. The Bloomfield Democrat served as the chair of the Senate Transportation and Energy Committee. She was a fierce advocate of transit and a ballot measure that provided parental leave in the state. Three other people were injured in the five-car wreck. Governor Jared Polis and other leaders put out statements praising Winter's work for Colorado. She is survived by her son and daughter. Winter was 45. The Colorado Department of Corrections is not looking to hand Tina Peters over to federal custody. The former Mesa County clerk is in state prison after being convicted of crimes related to allowing unauthorized access of voting equipment. The federal government has sought to have her transferred to a federal prison, but a spokesperson for the Colorado Department of Corrections says transfers must be initiated by the state, and it is not currently seeking one. Denver Broncos linebacker Alex Singleton has been cleared to return to practice after undergoing surgery for testicular cancer. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Down he goes! Alex Singleton with the sack.
Singleton had a non-invasive tumor removed after a drug test flagged him for elevated hormones. The Broncos captain told ABC's Good Morning America the diagnosis has given him a new appreciation for his support system.
I don't like going to the doctor, but now that I've learned how quick it is, like how easy it is and how detectable it is through that, I want to be the guy that's staying on the top of every mountain just going, get this done.
Singleton has missed one game since his surgery earlier this month. The Broncos are coming off a bye week and riding an 8-game winning streak. They play the Washington Commanders this Sunday. It's unclear if Singleton will be available for the game.
Slam down by Singleton.
I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Heat-seeking missile Alex Singleton for Denver.
This is CPR News and KRCC.